Good morning, sir. The Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse is going to conduct your hearing, so just hold on to the phone, sir.
Mr. Hernandez? Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for the record? Thank you, sir. I'm appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing and you signed a form. Do you remember signing that form? It's the form that said, it said the hearing would be today. It's that form.
Yes.
Okay. On that form, there's a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is that you could hire an attorney at your expense to represent you. Or you can represent yourself. So, did you hire an attorney today, sir, or will you represent yourself in this hearing?
I did not hire an attorney.
Okay, that's fine. Most people actually do that. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look on the video screen to your right, so at the very end, is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the middle is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. And over on my other side here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. We also have in the room today the Honorable Mr. Turner. And there he is now on the screen. He is a parole officer with Department of Corrections. So he'll represent the department and your parole officer in this hearing. So I need to swear to both of you in. Mr. Hernandez and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, and do you so affirm? And Mr. Hernandez?
Sir.
And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. So Mr. Hernandez, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one, to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision. And then phase two, to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So in phase one, sir, I'll read this allegation to you and I'll need you to respond whether it's true or false. So we'll start phase one, sir, and the allegation is you were in violation of condition 12A as demonstrated by your failure to comply with PRC rules and directives of the Pima Reentry Center on or about January 20th. 2019. Mr. Hernandez, is that true or false?
That's
false.
That's false? Okay. Well, since you say it's false, I'm going to take some testimony from Mr. Turner on that one. So just hold the line, Mr. Turner.
Allegation number one. On 1/20/2019, at approximately 12:20 hours, a civilian female walked into Pima Reentry Center, PRC, and dropped off grocery items for offender Hernandez, who is in the Intensive Substance Abuse Program, ITH. CO2 Gomez asked the female which Hernandez, at that time, two offenders assigned to ITH, whose last name is Hernandez. She did not know his first name. CO2 Gomez said, is it either Lyle or Carlos? She stated, Carlos. The female dropped off the items and left immediately. On searching the grocery items as is PRC protocol, it was discovered in one of the 12 packs of soda, a strip of Suboxone in the handle area of the box. CO2 Gomez, upon reaching in, discovered five more strips of Suboxone. Shift Commander Sergeant Wagner was notified and video cameras were reviewed. In the video recording, it is observed the female pushing an unknown item into the 12 pack of soda at 1330 hours. Fender Hernandez Carlos walked to the Pima Reentry Center reception and asked if any groceries had been delivered for him. Offender knowingly attempted to have a prohibited item, a controlled substance Suboxone, introduced to the PRC facility, a PRC rule violation. Follow-up to number one, DW G. Smith and Duty Officer N. Struder were notified and the decision was made to return the offender to custody. Offender Hernandez Carlos was transported to ASBC Tucson Complex.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. So, Mr. Hernandez, what's not true about that?
The only person that brought up Washington at the PRC is my brother. I don't know this female. She clearly stated she did it wrong with me.
Okay, so based on Mr. Turner's testimony and the fact that there's video recording of this, sir, I'm going to make a motion and move this from phase one to phase two. And my motion is based on Mr. Turner's, I keep wanting to call you Tucker for some reason, I don't know why, based on Mr. Turner's information and information in this warrant, I move to find Mr. Hernandez was delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of community supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed in a criminal race or company.
Agreed.
By myself, second, and Mr. Johnson agreed. Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Hernandez, we'll move to phase two of your hearing and determine if your community supervision should be reinstated or revoked, sir. But before we do that, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner, not Tucker, to give us some background information. So just hold the line there. We'll be right back to talk with you and ask you some more questions in a moment. Thank you. Mr. Turner.
Yes, ma'am. Hernandez was released from ADC custody on 11-9-2018 and arrested on 1-20-2019 by ADC on check violation. No new charges are noted. Returned back to ADC custody on 1-20-2019 with a CSED of 12-11-2019, zero abscondes. Current convictions, 2011, commitment B, count one, armed robbery, 8 years. 2011, commitment B, count two, armed robbery, 8 years. Prior convictions, 2006, burglary, third degree, 6 months. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 5.5. Mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. STG information, self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Sur Torres from Tucson, Arizona. Prior terms of supervision, 2011 TIS release, completed 4 months. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with drugs, violence, and promoting contraband noted. Other arrest, 2004 assault, Arizona juvenile probation. 2006, unlawful use means of transportation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2007, shoplifting, Arizona juvenile detention. 2007, miscellaneous felony or misdemeanor, Arizona juvenile detention. 2008, theft means of transportation, Arizona juvenile probation. He has a GB score of G5, V6.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. So, Mr. Hernandez, we have a brief summary of what occurred, written report of what occurred on your supervision, and it looks like you were initially saying that you wanted to be homeless, but you finally agreed to live at a Desert Cove halfway house on Oncombe Road in Tucson. Is that where you stayed the whole time, sir, while you were out?
No, I stayed there when I was not in I stayed one day at the TLC. And I called the door officer before I went on the news and get to me. And I think both my brothers, the children, and for me, and my father, and everything since. That's how I ended up in the dorm.
Okay, sir. And I'm going to have to ask you just to speak up just a little bit. That telephone receiver is just terrible. So we just barely hear you. So and speak real clearly if you can do that. Looks like you were working. You working at your brother's barber shop?
Yes.
And anywhere else?
No.
That was it? Are you a licensed barber?
No. I was doing therapy.
Oh, you were doing all the maintenance and all the other. Okay, got it. Okay, and it looks like you did provide a number of urines. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and they were all negative. So, had you had a drug problem in the past?
In prison, and I told my parole officer about that, and I asked her how to put him in the program. I never knew about that.
Okay, what drugs were, when you did use, what drugs did you use?
Some meth and heroin,
but it wasn't until you got into prison that you used those?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
And are you, you're clean now, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you been clean?
I've been clean over
6 months. 6 months. Okay, well, good work. Keep it up.
Sure.
All right, good. Okay. It does indicate here that you, in November, you had admitted to using methamphetamine. And it says that you stated you didn't have control over your impulses to use meth. So that was November.
With all these spread maps, you said I was feeding, having it, feeding, and then using it letting out.
Okay. All right. Did I see your hand, Mr. Turner? Did you have your hand up? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Thought I saw that out of the corner of my eye. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Anyone have a question for Mr. Hernandez? Okay. Mr. Hernandez, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else you'd like the board to consider?
Yes, but I've been honest with myself and my board officers since the day I got out. My mom and dad and I were always in prison. I found out that my dad was doing a few things. I had to see, I don't know how long we've been living out of the monument. I only have one brother up here, and he's all I have. And I don't know what I'll do without him, but please give me a few.
Okay, Mr. Hernandez, thank you for that statement. The board's going to go into discussion. We do our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So just stay on the phone, remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment, sir.
Thank you.
The board's now in discussion. Mr. Hernandez was out doing well, it looks like, at his brother's barbershop working there. He may have, he has prison discipline that suggests drug use, violence, and contraband. So I'm not sure that I follow his answers about the drug use. I'm just not sure that I'm going along with those. He did have the incident that Mr. Turner testified about and attempting to bring drugs into Suboxone into the PLC. So I'm not seeing him as a good candidate to return to community supervision at this time, although I would listen to any thoughts of fellow board members. Okay, I'm going to make a motion then based on information and warrant 2019W0193. Our conversation with Mr. Hernandez and information from Mr. Turner. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Hernandez was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by having someone deliver groceries to him that contained a controlled substance. Second.
Agreed.
Okay. Motion by myself. Oops. Seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed, Dr. Wright, and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Hernandez, the board has voted unanimously to revoke your community supervision, sir. We're showing you with a release date of December 11th of 2019. And we would urge you in the meantime to get involved in programming there and also to, make yourself a good plan so that you've got a, when you get released, you won't have a parole officer, but you need to have a good plan so you know what you're going to do, where you're going to live, and all of those things, sir. We wish you the best, and thank you for participating in your hearing today. We'd appreciate it if you'd just give the phone back to the CO3, sir, and your hearing is concluded. Thank you.